From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Orlando, Florida on Thursday to pay his respects to the families of those killed in Sunday's massacre at a gay nightclub, the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. 29-year-old Omar Siddiqui Mateen killed 49 people and wounded 53 others when he opened fire at the Pulse nightclub, armed with a semi-automatic rifle. After a three-hour standoff, heavily armed police tactical units raided the club and shot Mateen to death. Authorities say Mateen called the Orlando emergency line during the attack and vowed fealty to Islamic State. The shooter's father, Siddiqui Mateen, expressed profound regret over his son's actions Monday.
I would have arrested them myself in a second, even though that he was my son. I don't want no father to go through what we are going through. And I'm very sad and I'm very mad and angry. Why did he do that? To the homeland, those people died. They are our family and they got affected. And the 52 people got injured. They are our family. The United States, my mentality, in the United States, we are a family.
Siddiqui Mateen. A senior police chief and his partner were stabbed to death at their home in France Monday night. A three-year-old boy was rescued by police at the scene. The assailant, identified as LaRossi Albala, was killed by police. Two people say police were linked to Abala have been detained as part of the inquiry into the murder. VOA News.